I've heard people say that.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabby-ish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's me, Steely Dan, and if it's a Sunday, I'm locked into the Irrelevant Show, right here on WMUC-FM, College Park, 90.5 FM. Don't lose that number.
That is irrelevant.
I'm Helen Razor, but that's deeply irrelevant. What is relevant is that you're listening to
WMUC 90.5 FM, College Park.
What's that frequency again, dear?
WMUC 90.5 FM, College Park.
I told you, Helen. And what is relevant is that you're not listening to that other crap. So well done.
This old-time radio program was originally aired live, long before the advent of high fidelity. As a result, you may detect an occasional surface noise or volume drop due to transmission problems so common to old radio. We hope, however, that any variance in audio quality will not take away from your pleasure in listening to this, one of the all-time favorite shows.
coming straight at my rear. Someone was blinded in the rain, so I swerved fast and hit the air, and just barely missed the camera for the kids. But the shoulder gave way, and we crashed over the side of the mountain. And when I woke up, my truck was on fire and I couldn't move. And that's when I realized how helpless Teddy Bear must have felt. And then I thought, where's Red? What happened? Where's Red? Giddy up, giddy up, go. You better giddy up, Dad. You better giddy up, go. Friends, my name is Rob K. I saw an accident one day that would chill the heart of any man. It occurred when through a red light ran a speeding van. It was the fourth day of April, 1980. I'm sure he ran that red light inadvertently. But the other car was moving and I heard the driver cry, "Get out of the road, you old fool," before he died. Across the road the van did careen, and with a sickening jolt smashed into a tree. I ran to the van, a Ford 79. In a puddle of blood, I saw the great red savine. The impact of the wreck destroyed liver and spleen, and caused Red to succumb to massive abdominal bleed. It happened at the corner of Leland and Battery, and that night, a new star shone over Tennessee. Now I got something special I've been wanting to say to you truck drivers a long time, and I think right now is a good time to do it. Did you know that me and just about everybody in punk rock music who travel a lot have nothing but the highest respect for you, the truck driver? Cause it's a fact that some of the best drivers are truck drivers. You've just got to be good people, like some I've had the pleasure of meeting. Down to earth, pill popping working men. And a lot of you like our punk rock music, which makes you okay in my book.
Terry is the kind of woman doctors and psychologists write books about.
That sounds kind of nice. Mrs. Reverend Tad Morgan.
But most of us neither understand nor believe. A woman who passionately enjoys being hurt. And take sadistic pleasure in hurting and victimizing others.
And if I give you $1,000, what assurance do I have that you won't ask for more?
I'll tell you what I want, Teddy boy. You. You know you're my guy. I'm doing it for us.
Terry, put that gun down.
We'll be right back.
Thank you. I think we need hardened sights. We need to let people know. You come into our schools, you're going to be dead.
90.5 FM for 90.5 megahertz.
We'll be right back. fashion lights, those fashion lights.
Do you think you've ever found the American dream? Dream? The American dream,
Pyromaniac's toy store. Asbestos suit. Flamethrower, naphtha, everything.
You're fired.
Free enterprise, democracy.
Fired.
After a full day of shopping, Leslie spends the rest of her money and has a new secret addiction.
Mmm.
Let's spend the rest of your money.
Okay.
Okay.
That should be easy.
Money. Money.
The problem is America.
Oh, where has my little Johnny Depp gone?
The problem is in America, there is no free
dream.
50 cents.
Fire.
Upwork. Or feel free to use the
dream
button. And finally, please sit back, relax, and enjoy the phone. And enjoy
Disneyland.
FM for 90.5 megahertz.
Free speech in America. Free speech, there is no
American dream.
Change a man's whole life? Linda Christian is almost too desirable to be real. And Robert Alda, too fascinated to resist her. You really are a witch.
You must become one of us first.
Anything.
must take the oath to Gamba.
Go, great Gamba, highest executioner, supreme devil god of evil. Make your decision.
Death is a plaything when you are caught in the devil's hand. And the devil's plaything is devastating.
You'll never escape me, darling.
Is he really her willing victim? Or a person possessed?
Spin the wheel. That knife is set to kill.
Time, keep score.
You take your turn.
I'll take my turn.
You take
my turn.
You take
my turn. I'll take my turn.
You take
my turn.
Pick the needle up and try the same tune again. Play it and say it again and again. Soon you'll whiz all the way through.
You take your turn. I'll take my turn. You take your turn. I'll take
my turn. I'll take my turn.
The whole thing should sound something like this.
It may feel a little hard and cold.
Ready, set, and begin. Rock forward and back, rock right 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 and back, rock forward and back, rock right and back.
Now let's bring up the music.
That will fry away in drippings with too much fat. Fat with only enough fat for flavor and tenderness. Fat fats. Huge quantities of fat formerly ended up in soap. And we all know the story of the rapid rise of fats and relatively little fat. Too fat. And not too much fat. Fat is one sign of too much fat. Fat is in the housewife. Back fat is important too. In other words, the fat has a much heavier and a much more uneven covering of fat. Now take a look at the fat housewife. Again, that on the left is from the overfat. 17% fat compared to almost 25%. Notice the fat has a bigger eye muscle and less fat covering than that of the overfat, which is from the overfat and is carrying too much fat to be suitable for the American housewife. Notice the fat, internal fat. Extra fat shows up more in the American housewife. Notice the grease on the right, which came from another similar fat housewife. Can you blame the alert shopper for picking up some other type of meat if she can't find good lean fat? And for the same reason, the fat she wants. She'll buy ham. She'll buy pork chops, too. And she'll buy pork roasts.
FM for 90.5 megahertz.
Excuse me, little girl. Okay. Can you get out of line? Can you? Excuse me. Can you push that button over there? Please. Pretty please. Great. Thanks. She didn't want to. Hey everybody. You're tuned to WMUCFM College Park. I'm doing a remote for the Irrelevant Show today at the Cherry Blossom Festival. Everybody here is Japanese. And I checked, too. They're not Chinese. They're Japanese. Like, everybody. Except for Dick Buckus, but he's running around back. I think he's learning how to speak Japanese. But yeah, it's a beautiful day out. It's going to get up to the mid-80s. I think it's probably... It says 81 right now. So yeah, it's going to get warm today. I think it'll rain later on tonight. But spring is here. It's almost summertime, it feels like. I'm lathered up. I have like... I put on three bottles of suntan lotion. Because I'm extremely pale. I have to be careful. The sun's my enemy, actually. My dermatologist tells me that all the time. But anyway, there's somebody flying overhead, probably going over to the Middle East. Anyway, see ya, buddy. Good luck. I began today with BALL. B-A-L-L. That's an acronym for something. I don't know what it is, but it was a version of It Don't Come Easy. It's Ringo Starr. Ringo Starr. That was off the Period LP. BALL. Look it up. Gibson Brothers and Work Dogs after that with Giddy Up Go. That was from the punk rock truck driving Song of a Gun album. Great record. The Jam Messengers after that with Catwalk from the Dictionary of Cool. We heard the Seventh Commandment movie trailer. I think they're going to show that movie up between bands on Third Rail tonight. I passed off the reel to a courier who's going to bike it up to the station. After he wants to hear the next set of music because he made some requests, but anyway, he's going to depart and should get up there in time. Butthole Surfers gave us Cowboy Bob from their live PCP Pep EP. That's PCP Pep, if you read it in one word. Bevis Frond gave us Requiem. I should say the Bevis Frond gave us Requiem from the Son of Walter. We heard Alice Donut in there. Can you toss me that? Whoa, good. Thanks. Good throw. I caught that. Alice Donut gave us My Life is a Mediocre Piece of Crap. That was from the Bucketfuls of Sickness and Horror in an Otherwise Meaningless Life LP. Then we went into Acid Witch. Jennifer was the name of the track from a spooky 7-inch with a split 7-inch. With Warlock something. I already put the record away. I think actually the kids are looking at it. It's a nice colored vinyl. Can you read that record and tell me what the band other band is? Who?
It says Spooky.
Oh, Warlock. Yeah, Warlock is the name of the band. It was off a 7-inch called Spooky. Between Acid Witch and Warlock. It's a split 7-inch. Each band does two songs. Samael gave us Moonskin. That was off the Passage LP. We heard Guitar, G-I-T-A-R. Great American Bon Bonfire. That was from their Stuffed album. We heard People Like Us, Beer, 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 Downtown. That was that cover version of Downtown. Then we heard the Devil's Hand movie trailer. What? Yeah, you too, buddy. He didn't like that. He wants a... I think he's more of a Wizard of Oz fan or something. Twink gave us Take My Turn. That was off the Broken Record. We heard an excerpt of some Special Ed from his Ed Special radio program on radio station WCBN FM in Ann Arbor, Michigan. We heard an excerpt in something called Fat. And then I finished that set with John Oswald. White was the name of the track. It was White Christmas all cut up. I can't tell if they're celebrating or they're getting ready to beat somebody up, or hopefully it's not me. Anyway, this is a Cherry Blossom Festival. I'm in a tent, actually. It's like I'm inside of a tent right now. But it's getting animated. I don't know what... what's to get animated about at a cherry blossom festival. Oh, I see. There's some sake, some Japanese. That guy's got a bottle of sake. That's what's going on. Okay, I get it. I'm no dunce. Anyway, I'm down here downtown Washington, D.C. by the cherry blossom under a tent fixture. I'm getting paid to play music for what looks like a party of Japanese folks enjoying the cherry blossoms with some sake. I'm going to play a public service announcement. The next band you hear is The Plastic Cloud, a track called Civilization Machine.